Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early on Friday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern time. And twice is always nice. Did you know we've got encore presentations now on Saturday and Sunday? We want to encourage you also to go to our yahoosportsradio.com/podcast, where you can check out our show and all of our other great shows right here at our premier network. Well, the 2015, the NBA playoffs, the Western and Eastern Conference Finals are well underway, and we are very anxious to break it all down. It's wonderful to have back with us columnist with NBC New York. You can also listen to him on NBA Sirius Radio. He's a great analyst. My true pleasure. Leading off tonight's show, going to bring some sunshine. Down here, it's so rainy in Houston. My man, Mitch Lawrence. Good evening, Mitch.
How you doing?
I am absolutely looking forward to your perspective, as I said in the open, on the finals. But what are your thoughts on, you were there Tuesday night for the draft lottery. Lady Luck shined bright on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They've got this talented young core, but the burning question is, should the Timberwolves, should they draft Karl-Anthony Towns or Jahlil Okafor?
Well, that's something that I'm sure Flip Saunders, it's a little bit of a problem. It's a great problem to have, right, if you're Flip Saunders and you finally get a number one pick. I mean, you got to remember, Alyssa, this is the first time since 2004 that the team with the worst record actually won the lottery. So that's nice to see. And, of course, back then it was Orlando getting Dwight Howard, another great big man, as it turned out. Now you have to wonder what they're going to do. A lot of people think it's Okafor. Some people think it's Karl-Anthony Towns. I had a chance at the lottery to talk to Larry Bird, who was there representing, of course, the Indiana Pacers. Yeah. And although he wouldn't tell me exactly flat out who he would draft with that team if he were in charge of Minnesota, he had a lot of great stuff to say about Okafor. He thinks he can come in the league right away and score down low. He can be a physical presence. And I just got the impression from Larry, at least, and I take, you know, what he says with, I put a lot of stock in that because it's Larry Bird talking. Here's a guy who's probably more ready-made right now than Towns. Towns might maybe have some more upside. We'll see. But like I said at the start, if you're Flip Saunders, you're rebuilding that team, you've got Andrew Wiggins, a rookie of the year, you can't go wrong getting one of those two guys, because then you're going to have an inside-outside combination maybe for years to come.
What is your belief? Who has the higher ceiling between the two, between Towns and Okafor?
You know what? I really don't know. It is such a great question. I looked at Okafor. Now, you're talking about ceiling, so you're talking about potential and projection. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. What I just went on from this year was I was a little bit more impressed with Towns. I didn't like Okafor on the defensive end. He didn't show me much presence at all in terms of being a big-time defender. I thought a lot of times it just, like, it wasn't didn't even matter that he was there. I didn't see a lot of shot blocking. I didn't see a lot of great defense. Towns, to me, is a better all-around player. You know, if you want to not nitpick, because how many big guys in the league, you've seen it, Alyssa, can't shoot free throws? It's like Okafor can't,
right,
but Towns can. So you factor that in. I don't know. You know, I'm going to bail on you on this question. I don't know who I would take. I'll tell you what, it would be a really hard, if I were a GM and stuff, I know that now I've got, next few weeks here, that's plenty of time, so I don't have to make any split decisions, you know, quick decisions. I might be leaning more towards Towns over Okafor for the long run.
We are so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, posting up and going one-on-one with Mitch Lawrence. We know him well, NBA columnist. You can check him out at NBC New York and NBA Sirius Radio. So let's do a recap for the listeners. I mean, no doubt, obviously, this is a big win for Minnesota. They get the golden ticket. But last season here, they finished with a league-worst 16-66 record. How big, Mitch, how big of an impact can a fresh young talent make in terms of, like, total wins? I mean, we're talking like a 10 to 15 win boost. What can they do?
Well, you know, it'd be hard to see anything more than that. I think both guys are, you know, you're talking about, whether it's Okafor or Karl-Anthony Towns, you're talking about guys who are, freshmen coming in the league. Neither guy is Shaquille O'Neal. Neither guy is even LeBron James, who came in after, obviously, high school, gave Cleveland that huge boost initially. I'd probably tend to say more of the 10 to 15 range. Plus, they're both playing in the Western Conference. Now, that's, you know, something that people have to step back and look at. You know, what's wrong with the East and the West, and why is the West so more dominant? It's going to be more dominant when they keep getting these players, but you got to remember, now these players have to go play in the Western Conference. And they're both joining teams that were not successful last year, obviously, and now you're asking him to go, you know, the majority of the competition you're going to see is in the Western Conference. So I think if you told them right now, these teams, they'd be getting 10 to 15 win progression, that would be great. I mean, I don't think we're going to see anybody coming like Tim Duncan, and you're going to win another, you know, 25, 30 games off the bat. It's going to take some time for both guys, I think. And the big thing is that you can grow with them. You don't have to do anything overnight, and you can see how it plays out. But it's always a positive sign to get two big-time guys like this. And we got to see how they develop themselves in terms of individuals because, like I said, you play 1 year of college, that's not a big sample size to go on.
Right, absolutely. Cautiously optimistic. So do you anticipate that Minnesota could be the Pelicans of this season in terms of improvement?
No, because I don't see either guy being Anthony Davis.
Okay.
You know, Anthony Davis came in from Kentucky, and, you know, you heard back then this could be a big-time player, and I think it was probably rated more highly than these two guys. And what he's done there and how he's matured and how he's grown and how he's made the Pelicans into a playoff team. And, you know, he finished, what, fifth in the MVP voting. Not for next year, they're not going to be Anthony Davis. They might not be Anthony Davis, as it turns out, in the long term either. I'd say chances are they won't be. Because now people are talking about Anthony Davis like, you know, he's going to be, if he stays, you know, stays away from injuries, a big thing there. But if he stays away from injuries, Lizzo, you're talking about this guy might be an all-time player. That's what, not just me. I'm talking about guys like Lionel Hollins, people who've been playing in the league, been around the league a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I think it's a little much to say that Okafor and Karl Anthony Towns can take this team and make it into a Pelican situation a la Anthony Davis. That's a little too much to ask.
Well, Timberwolf fans, though, they got to be very excited. They got to love this roster. I mean, you're talking about some of the fresh young talent when you look at that and the opportunity to develop it. I mean, and Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine, how do you not get jacked up about that guy? I mean, he's incredible. I mean, I could see some real improvement. And the thing that you have to love too, Mitch, is the influence of Kevin Garnett that he's going to be able to have to mentor these guys, to mold and teach these guys. Yep. I mean, that's going to pay very big dividends.
Absolutely. You raise a great point. Of course, Garnett's out there. He's going to tutor. The great thing is that for Flip Saunders, who loves Kevin Garnett, we all know that it's probably his favorite player of all time. Kevin's going to be the guy who's going to teach either Okafor or Towns the ropes here and be a positive influence. He's already been a great influence on that young locker room. You need people like Kevin Garnett. He's a former MVP. He's a champion. He went to two finals with Boston. No, his best playing days, we know, are long over. I saw him in Brooklyn last year. But the influence that he can have on teaching guys the ropes and teaching players how what they need to be professional, to be successful, the discipline, what you have to demand of yourself, the responsibility that being a professional host, he's going to teach that all to either guy. And you know what? Both guys are real high character, quality guys, so it's not going to be a hard deal. It's not going to be a battle there. I think that he'll have a positive influence, and I think this is exactly why Flip Saunders brought him in. I know Glenn Taylor the other night was talking about how, you know, Kevin's already back hard at work, and if he's back hard at work, that shows us he wants to play. He probably wants to play another 2 years. I wouldn't be surprised. The big thing, though, is the influence he'll have on one of these young men. And it's going to be great for them. That's a real bonus for Minnesota.
Well, the NBA Rookie of the Year, what was your assessment of the year that Andrew Wiggins had and just the growth, the development that we saw from him?
I think that he was well-deserving of the award. I know some people thought Nerlens Noel came on. Look, I thought that this was a great, great step for Minnesota. I think he's going to be a big-time player. How big-time, we'll see. Listen, if you're Cleveland, you almost like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to Kevin Love, but my gosh, if Kevin Love walks on you and you don't have anything to show for it and you've given up Andrew Wiggins, that could come back to bite you down the road. Let's not forget. I mean, they gave up a lot, Cleveland, to get Kevin Love. So, no, Wiggins had as good a year, I think, as people thought. And like I said, he was richly deserving of the Rookie of the Year award, and there's nothing but a bright future for him. And to get that big man, that's going to even improve his game more, because if these guy, one of these guys pan out, then you'll have a real, you know, a big-time duo for the future, and that's just going to make Wiggins better also.
Hey, here in just a moment, we're going to transition. I want to hit on the Lakers, but give some love to Nikola Pekovic. I mean, 6'11", 295. I know he was sidelined with 19 games this year, and he had some surgery in the month of April. What is this guy still capable of doing? He's just got to stay injury-free.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I spent a lot of time around the Minnesota people at the lottery, and there's a big concern about Pekovic and his ability to stay healthy. And that's another reason they were so... You know, when they found out they were the number one pick, they were just so elated, because they're going to get a big. you don't know about Petkovic down the road. It's almost like, you know, they're sounding like they almost can't trust him to stay healthy in the future. So we'll see what they get out of him. We all kind of like his, you know, he's kind of got that style everybody kind of likes, but, you know, you just don't know about him down the road. So it's great that they're going to wind up with the number one pick, which, you know, if they would have fallen like the Knicks fell from 2 to 4, you're out of the hunt for those two guys because they're going to go 1 and 2.
Mitch Lawrence with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. After the commercial break, we're going to talk about the Lakers with the number 2 pick. So much more NBA talk coming your way right here at YSR.